Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning today in our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter number 2, and we're continuing our study that I began on last week on Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I presented to you last week his supernatural birth as evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We looked at the annunciation of the angel to Mary that she would conceive and bring forth a son. And then we looked at the conception in Luke chapter number 1, verse number 35, where the Holy Ghost came upon her and she conceived a holy thing of God. Then we looked in Matthew chapter number 1, and we saw the angel announcing to Joseph that the child that was in Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And he instructed Joseph to take Mary to be his wife. And Joseph married her and knew her not until after she brought forth her firstborn son. And of course they called his name Jesus because he was to save his people from their sin. And we looked at several things about the supernatural birth. But I want to note some things that were supernatural about his boyhood. I mentioned last week from Luke chapter number 2, verse number 25, down through verse number 35, where we have this older man by the name of Simeon. The Lord Jesus Christ was circumcised when he was 8 days old. And the Bible said, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And it came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. So here we see the Lord Jesus Christ being circumcised at 8 days old. And this older gentleman in the temple by the name of Simeon takes him into his arms. And something happens to this man when he has the baby Jesus in his arms, and he declares that this is the salvation of the Lord. This is the promised deliverer of the people of God. And so, even at 8 days old, we see a supernatural being in this little boy by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there we see the experience of supernatural power as Simeon takes him in his arms, and then he is blessed of the Lord by doing so. Then in Luke chapter number 2, verse number 36, the Bible said, and there was one Anna, a prophetess of the daughters of Penuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And also she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not out of the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. And she coming in at that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So here we have a double witness, an older gentleman by the name of Simeon, and then an older lady by the name of Anna. And the Lord Jesus Christ is only 8 days old when they brought him to the temple to be circumcised. And so here we see not only a supernatural birth, but we see a supernatural boyhood. Again, this is Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Let me pick up one more portion of Scripture found in Luke chapter number 2 and beginning at verse number 41. The Bible said, "Now his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he," that's Jesus, "was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. His mother said unto him, 'Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing.' And he said unto them, 'How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?'" So here he is, 12 years old. He goes up to the temple with his parents. They fulfill their purpose in going and begin the journey back home. After a day's journey back toward the house, they discover the Lord Jesus Christ is not with them. And when they return, they search for him for 3 days. And when they find him in the temple. He is asking questions of the lawyers, and he's answering their questions. They marvel at it. And Mary asked him, "Why did you do this to Joseph and I?" And he said to her, "Wist you not that I be up and about my father's business?" Now, here he is at 8 days old, this older gentleman by the name of Simeon and this older lady by the name of Anna have a supernatural experience with this baby boy, 8 days old. Then, at the age of 12, he is found again in the temple and is doing supernatural things. He has not had the schooling and training of the learned men that are there, but yet he is asking questions of them and answering their questions that they ask of him. And then he says to his mother, "Wist ye not that I must be up and about my father's business?" Here this boy Jesus, 12 years old, is not speaking about Joseph as being his father, that he must be up and about Joseph's business, but he speaks of his father as being God. "Know ye not that I must be up and about my father's business?" So we see that Bible evidence proves him to be the Son of God, not only in the fact of his supernatural birth, but in the fact of his supernatural boyhood. Let me get one more. Let's turn in our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter number 3. And in verse number 13 through verse number 17, we're going to see Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in his supernatural baptism. Let me read the verses and then I'll deal with them. The Bible said in Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, 'I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?' And Jesus answering said unto him, 'Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.'" then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So here we have the account given of the supernatural baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you do recall in chapter number 3 of Matthew that John is baptizing in the river of Jordan. And many have come out to be baptized of him. But this baptism of Christ stands apart from all other baptisms because of some supernatural things that take place when Christ is baptized. Notice again, verse number 14. The Bible said that John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. But Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. John is literally saying, Lord, I need to be baptized of you, Jesus, not you being baptized of me. But Jesus said to John, this is the will of God, and we must do it to fulfill all righteousness. And so John baptizes the Lord Jesus Christ. But when Jesus is baptized, something supernatural happens that has never happened before to any person that John baptized. Neither would it happen to another after. Two things I want you to notice. The Bible said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Notice that supernatural witness of this baptism. When Jesus comes up out of the water, then the heavens open, and the Spirit of God in the form of a dove descends from heaven and lights upon him. But then notice the second thing in verse number 17. The Bible said, there is a voice from heaven that says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, if you know anything about your Bible, you know this is the voice of God the Father. He's testifying from heaven at the baptism of Jesus Christ that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So we see a supernatural birth. We see a supernatural boyhood. And then we see the supernatural baptism as evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Father, take the message, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to His glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.